Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We guys, we have something in common, gentlemen. We are the fans of basketball teams that are bubblicious. My Mountaineers, who lost to Jamie Dixon last night. Your Pitt Panthers, who lost to Virginia the other day. The hell's going on? Do you expect a bounce back for North Carolina?
I'm hopeful, but that was Monday night was, I did not expect it. Virginia's obviously struggled this year, but there's still some semblance of that defense makes them hard to play against.
Yeah.
They're physical, and they try
they came to play.
They try to muddy up the game, and they probably saw blood in the water a little bit because Pitt was coming off a really disappointing loss at Wake on Saturday, and you know, a little bit of a hangover, a Monday game. You only have one day to get ready. But there was just no – every time they were within 12, they couldn't get it to 10. Virginia would make a three, we'd miss a shot, and, you know, Jalen's struggling. And that's the thing that, you know, you go back 2 years ago and look at that team and the veterans they had, you forget sometimes that Lowe's a sophomore, and he really wasn't the primary ball handler all the time last year.
Yeah.
Because you had Bub Carrington, who obviously was a first-round pick. But this year, he's getting a lot of attention. Teams are doubling him, they're hitting him, they're being physical. And it's throwing everything off kilter. And but they've got to find a way. They got two quad one win, opportunities Saturday and Tuesday in Dallas. And if they get one or both, they're right back in it.
Yes.
So it really is a one game season right now for West Virginia, for Pitt, for everybody. I mean, Clemson lost to Georgia Tech the other night in three overtimes. There's, you know, games that are being Kansas State beating teams.
People don't understand. Sorry, Doran. That. Okay, oh, the ACC's down. Okay, yeah, maybe it is. People don't understand how hard it is to win a conference game.
Oh,
yeah.
they don't. Especially, you go on the road?
Yeah.
That's hard as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard as hell. And when you, perception or otherwise, you're in a position now where a lot of these games against some bottom of the conference competition comes up, there is zero pressure on those teams. Those coaches know you well. They got good players too, and all the pressure on the world is on the team that's trying to make their way into the big dance. That makes it tough, real tough. And you mentioned Jalen Lowe. You cut the head off the snake, that's that. And he hasn't played good basketball of late, but he's a good basketball player. I think we learn a ton, Doran, about Pitt on Saturday against UNC.
You're exactly right, because you just said how tough it is to play on the road, especially in conference. And, you know, you got to go to North Carolina. You already got them once. They're still, you know, North Carolina isn't the North Carolina that, you know, we're accustomed to, but they're still North Carolina, still a decent basketball team. Pat, we know what Jeff Capel said post-game. He was furious. He wished that the team probably had practice the next day, but he said he has to give them a day off. What do you think his message is to the team, you know, from the day, you know, after that they lost till all the way up until Saturday? Like, what is the message? And I do believe they'll respond, whatever the message is. I do believe that the players will. But what is that message that he's sending to his team?
Well, I think they're at an inflection point where, you know, they got Damian Dunn back several weeks ago. Obviously, you know, he has been a pretty integral part of their rotation. But they went deep into the rotation against Virginia just to try something. And I think now the slate's kind of clean, you know, for if you're Biba Cummings, if you're Papa Conte, if you're Amsel Dalalic and you haven't been in the rotation, like, you go out there and play hard and do what you're supposed to do, you know, or you conversely, you do the opposite, you're coming off the floor. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You're coming off the floor. And we're going to play guys that are going to do what they're supposed to do. And I have no special knowledge that guys were going off script, but when you dribble into double teams and throw the ball up, or don't get back on a fast break on defense, those are pretty obvious telltale signs that you shouldn't be on the floor. And sometimes it's helpful for guys like Jalen or Ish or those guys to get off the floor a little bit and watch. I mean, he didn't play low, I think, for about 6 minutes during the second half of that game. But one thing is obvious to me. You know, you forget the impact a generational player like Blake Hinson had on a team. They're not making threes. And they did it again when they played West Virginia. They shot the lights out.
Mm-hmm.
But their 3-point shooting percentage in conference play is way down, and they don't have a guy like Blake who can make a shot in a critical moment to either keep you in the game or keep you at arm's length. They don't have that guy right now, and I'm not sure they will the remainder of the year. So it's going to have to be team oriented, and it can't be one on one ball. And that we've seen too much of that.
Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on the Fan. Pitt UNC coverage begins at 3:30. You can listen on your Odyssey app.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.